Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
This past Friday, USDA releasing their regular monthly November cattle on feed report, showing on feed numbers under that of a year ago, placements under that of a year ago, and marketings ahead of 1 year ago. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today, talking about what he sees in the numbers.
Well, the November USDA cattle on feed report showed that the on feed inventory in feedlots as of November 1st was down 1.3% from a year ago. Placements in October were down 5% from last year, and marketings during October were up 4.6% from last year. In general, I mean, as far as expectations, this report was very well anticipated. The numbers are very close. Shouldn't be any surprise reaction to it in that sense, but it does confirm what we've been seeing for the last couple of quarters, really, is a very, very strong marketing pace. And even though there's more cattle out there, we're moving them through the system very, very nicely at this point.
The fact that we are so aggressive in marketing, that has to make you feel a little bit better about, you know, making sure we don't fall too much farther on this market.
That's exactly right. I mean, again, we, you know, the underlying situation, of course, that is well known. We had bigger cattle numbers in 2016. We've got bigger cattle ahead in 2017 and on into 2018. So there's more cattle in our future here, and the best thing we can do is move those through the system as quick as we can. So the feedlot situation now compared to this time last year is just worlds apart. Last year we were backed up. We weren't selling cattle. Weights were extremely heavy, adding to our problems and creating much of the wreck we had this time last year in the fed cattle market. This year, again, even though placements have been strong most of the year until the last month or so, month or two, but marketings have been even stronger, and the industry is current. It's kind of leaner and meaner, if you will, and handling the situation very well at this point.
In recent weeks, we got under $1 a pound on some finished cattle. Dr. Peel says we may have put a low in at those particular levels.
I do think we fell a little bit, certainly farther than we expected, and I think arguably farther than we really had to. The late summer from late August through September and October was really a bearish psychology in the market. It was a fear-dominated market where nobody really knew where the bottom was, and I think we arguably pushed it a little too low. We've seen a nice little recovery in all the markets, both feeder and fed cattle, here in the last 3 weeks or so, and I do think this is a fairly solid bottom that kind of establishes kind of where we need to be as an absolute level.
Regarding the marketings number, Daryl, it looks like the marketings number is 6% above a year ago, definitely helping us out and showing that we are very current at this time. Does this tie back and does this reflect a pretty decent demand, you think, on down the pipeline?
I really think so. You know, you can characterize demand a number of ways, and certainly there are lots of challenges out there, particularly when you add the growing beef supply to other meats. The total amount of meat in the system is definitely a challenge. But at the same time, the fact that we have marketed cattle aggressively, which means that slaughter is running ahead of our expectations so far this year, carcass weights are down somewhat this year, but nevertheless, beef production is running stronger than we expected and has, again, through much of the second and third quarters and now on into the fourth quarter. So all things considered, I think we have done pretty well with demand, moving beef through the system. We don't see any major backlogs there. And, you know, wholesale prices did drop through that period until recently before stabilizing. But at the same time, arguably, they held pretty well given the amount of supply pressure we put on the market.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with Soil Health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmers Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.